Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Lori. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Hey, I would like to file an unemployment.
Okay, I'd be glad to help you. Give me one second, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. All right. May I have your social security number, please?
It's 420-47-74-65.
Okay. Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
It's Melissa with one S, and then Marilu, Tomas.
I think we got mixed up. Hold up. Can you repeat your social security number for me again?
420-47-74-65.
Okay. Okay, now. Can you repeat that information?
Okay. It's Melissa with one S, and then Marilu, Tomas, and then the hyphen, and then Jimenez. And the date of birth, it's September the 22nd, 1997.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
Is that like my mother's name or?
Yeah, your mother's birth last name.
Angelina. I don't know. Angelina Jimenez? Or it could be Angelina Tomas Jimenez Francisco or.
Spell how did, because. You might spell that last name, Jimenez.
J-I-M-E-N-E-Z.
That's it. Okay, give me one second. All right. So, what is your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And all right, give me one second. All right, so what's has your name changed since the last time you filed?
My what?
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
All right, have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
All right, have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
All right. May I have your phone number, please?
It's 256-418-2722.
Okay, we get disconnected, I'll call you back.
Okay.
Do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
Yes, I do.
All right. What state is your driver's license in?
In Alabama.
All right. And what's the number?
It's 889-1897.
All right, what's the highest grade you complete in the school?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
All right, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. May I have your address, please?
It's 503 Lincoln Avenue Southeast. And the zip code is 35967.
Hold on. You said east after avenue?
Southeast. Yes.
Okay.
Avenue Southeast.
Okay. And what else was that after that?
And the zip code is 35967.
All right, what part of Alabama?
Fort Payne, Alabama.
All right. Was there a house number or an apartment number?
No.
Okay. All right, so what's your job description? What did you do?
Well, I was a case manager as a social worker with CD Mental Health.
Okay.
And
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So, are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No.
Okay, so what are you looking for?
So I don't know if this really means that I can get unemployment for it, but I was supposed to, well, they let me go because I was on maternity leave. Well, they told me I was on maternity leave, but then they told me that I guess they just let me go because I guess I was pregnant.
No, okay. If you don't, if you're not looking for work, what you were doing. What work are you looking for now? What type of work?
Oh, what type of work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not looking for one because I have a child. I just, you know, just gave birth like 2 weeks ago. But if I'm looking for, I'll look for like a case manager, again, a job or
okay.
something that I have done before.
Okay. So do you obtain work through a union hall?
Say it again?
Do you obtain work through a union hall?
No.
All right. Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Able to what?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you repeat that question? I didn't understand it.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, no.
You haven't? What's the reason?
No. Because I'm doing the 6 weeks post-home, whatever.
Gotcha. Okay. So how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably like an hour.
How many miles?
How many miles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a second. Probably like
37
miles. Yeah.
Okay. And so what's your lowest hourly wage you'll accept for work?
The lowest one?
What's your lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
16 or 17.
Okay. So are you a corporate officer for a business or do you own a business?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you work for yourself? Okay.
No.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for a receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October 1st, 2022 and September 30th, 2023?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
10%.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain me what that?
Do you want your, would you like your benefit check taxed?
Check?
If you're approved for benefits, would you like your benefit, would you like your check taxed? Like, would you like them to take tax out?
Give me a second. Yes.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The direct deposit.
All right, you have a checking or a savings, and it can't be a Chime card or a Cash App. It has to be a bank institute number.
Yes, I have the bank.
Okay. All right, and you said it's checking?
Yes, checking.
Okay. May I have your account number and your routing number, please?
Okay.
Oh, Lord. I want this right here. Hello? Hello?
I'm looking for it. I'm sorry.
No. I thought we were disconnected. Okay, good. Oh, no. I got you back.
Okay. Okay, the routing number is 2622 8415.
All right, and what's your account number?
The account number, it's 171 000 0152811.
All right. So what's the name of your separating employer? Who did you work for?
Work with CD Mental Health.
Okay. Is that under a different name? Okay. Is it Etowah?
Yes, it's
Okay.
it says Center and Etowah and DeKalb. That's what it means.
Catch. All right.
And I was
Do you have,
working with Center.
okay. Do you have their phone number?
Let me get it for you. Me a second.
Okay.
Okay, it's 256 492 7800.
Okay. And what's the work city location?
The location.
Yeah, the city location and state.
This one is in Etowah, and it's Etowah, Alabama.
Okay. And that's ATAL.
ATTALLA, then Alabama.
Okay. ATTALLA. All right, when's your hire date and the last day that you worked?
Let me look at it. Just give me a second. Okay, so I started working on July 17, 2023, and my last day was March 1, 2024. No, yeah, no, Jennifer and March. Yes, that's it, yeah.
Okay. All right, so why are you no longer working?
Huh?
Why are you no
Sorry.
longer working?
Because I
am on the postpone.
Okay,
Is
so
it
you're on a leave
postpone?
of absence?
Yes.
Okay. All right,
Well,
so
they just, they'll let me go.
what's the name and the title of the person who granted you the leave of absence?
The one, the HR?
Okay, what's their name?
Amber.
Amber. Okay. And she's in HR, you said?
Yes, she's
Okay.
HR. She's the one that.
All right, so what are the beginning dates? What's the beginning and ending dates of your leave of absence? When did it start? When did it end?
When did I start working and when did I stop?
When did your maternity leave begin and when did it end?
Okay, March 1st, 2024. That was the end of my last day of work. They had to let me go.
Okay, so when are you supposed to come back?
They say they won't take me back.
So, okay, you can't use that then.
They said that they're gonna call me if they have a job available for
Okay,
me.
if you're on
That's
leave
all
of
they said.
absence, if you're on leave of absence, you have to have a date that it starts and a day you end. If you don't have that, I can't use it.
Okay.
So you were
So I
discharged. Did they
Yeah.
discharge you? Okay. I got you. And you said the lady's name was Amber.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you said it was March 1st.
Yes, that was my last day.
Okay. And what caused your discharge?
They told me that that they didn't, I guess they didn't need me because they're gonna have another that gonna replace me or something like that. They said something new, and plus their policy said that some like I was supposed to work for a year for them to get
Okay.
FMLA, but.
So what did you do to try to resolve your discharge? Hello?
Pregnant because I was,
No, what did you
trying.
do to try to resolve your discharge? What did you do to try to save your job?
Well, I was, I told him I wanted to come back and this and that, but they just said I couldn't, so I didn't do anything about it no more.
All right, did you receive a warning?
Yes.
All right, so have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
Yes, they pay me my vacation and holiday pay.
Okay, what was your vacation? How many hours and what's the pay rate?
Can look at it. Screen vacation at leave was 55 hours.
Okay, so you're, wait a minute, you said you had vacation, right?
No, they finished paying it for me when I left March 1st. They just decided to pay it
So they gave you holiday
again.
pay.
Yeah, they just gave it to me because I
What's
won't
your
go
total
back.
hours?
My total hours is 40. No, wait. 80 hours. Yeah.
All right, and what's your pay rate?
Pay rate.
How much you made per hour?
I'm sorry, give me a second.
$16.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the holiday that you were paid, that you expect to be paid for?
It's because they just wanted to pay it for me since I won't be working there no more.
No, I need to know what holiday that this is going towards.
Holiday?
Yes, you said you received you're expecting to receive holiday pay.
No, they didn't give me holiday pay.
Okay, have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
Say it again?
Have you applied for it or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Pension?
Yes, are you receiving payments from this employer?
No.
Are your answers both correct?
Yes.
All right. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
All right, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 105 Edenbrook Drive, 1208 Sanders Avenue Northeast, 2800 Marshall Avenue, 302 Wheaton Drive, or none of the above?
The home address of my house.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with?
105.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1015 Royal Drive Southeast, 245th Street Northeast, 7625 Parker Road, 79 Otis Falk Drive, or none of the above?
Give me a second. Did you say any apartment number or anything like that?
Mm-mm. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1015 Royal Drive Southeast.
None.
Okay, none of the above. Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated
with? Let me look the apartment, the number, just in case. None. Sorry.
All right. Which of the following addresses Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1022 Council Street North West, 103 Hornet Court, 205 Elson Avenue, 7015 Paperwood Road, or none of the above. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Did you say something 245th Street Northeast?
Yes, I said, hello? Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Hello? 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 Ma'am? Hello?